This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Officials with the United States and Britain say at least three sailors were killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Red Sea merchant ship on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Yemen's Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, with a military spokesperson confirming it in a televised address. The attack set the Greek-owned, Barbados-flagged ship, True Confidence, ablaze. These are the first fatalities reported since the Houthis began strikes against shipping in one of the world's busiest sea lanes in mid-November. They have said they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians to oppose Israel's military actions in Gaza. Britain and the United States have been launching retaliatory strikes against the Houthis, and the confirmation of fatalities could lead to pressure for stronger military action.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The United States Central Command issued a statement Thursday saying it conducted self-defense strikes against two unmanned aerial vehicles in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen that presented an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the region. Talks on a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage exchange between Israel and Hamas remained at an impasse Wednesday as the humanitarian crisis in the enclave deepened. Negotiators from Hamas, Qatar, and Egypt were in Cairo trying to secure a 40-day ceasefire in the war between Israel and the Islamist group in time for the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, which begins early next week. Israel did not send negotiators to the Cairo talks. Israeli forces, which began their offensive in Gaza after the deadly Hamas raid on Israel on October 7th, have continued bombarding the Palestinian enclave since the talks began in Cairo on Sunday. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing global conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the